Part 4. Listen and look. There is one example. What time did David arrive at the meeting place?
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Miss West.
You're late. It's already 5:15.
No, Miss West. It's just 5:10. Look at my watch.
Oh, you're right. But the meeting time was 5:00.
I missed the school bus. I had to take the train.
Oh, I see.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. Where should David put the bike?
How can I help you, Miss West?
Can you take the bike away from the tent?
Where shall I put it?
Put it beside the cave.
The yellow bicycle?
Yes, put it near the cave.
2. Which suitcase should David choose?
I'm done.
Good. We've got 3 suitcases in the corner. Can you open that one for our class?
Which one is it?
The white one. It's got pink spots on it.
3. What should David take out of the suitcase?
What shall I do with the suitcase?
Take out some important things.
What are they?
Take out a knife and a torch and put them on the desk.
Okay. And the rope?
No, we don't need it yet.
4. Where shall David find his classmates?
Where are the other children? I want to join them.
They are near the river beside the castle.
Are they on a boat?
No, they're on a bridge.
5. What competitions will the students have tonight?
Will you tell him that there are going to be some competitions tonight?
Swimming?
That's for tomorrow. Tonight, you will be playing chess and golf.
That sounds fun. I'll tell them about it.
Thanks for helping today, David.
Now listen to part 4 again. 1. Where should David put the bike?
How can I help you, Miss West?
Can you take the bike away from the tent?
Where shall I put it?
Put it beside the cave.
The yellow bicycle?
Yes, put it near the cave.
2. Which suitcase should David choose?
I'm done.
Good. We've got 3 suitcases in the corner. Can you open that one for our class?
Which one is it?
The white one. It's got pink spots on it.
3. What should David take out of the suitcase?
What shall I do with the suitcase?
Take out some important things.
What are they?
Take out a knife and a torch and put them on the desk.
Okay. And the rope?
No, we don't need it yet.
4. Where shall David find his classmates?
Where are the other children? I want to join them.
They are near the river beside the castle.
Are they on a boat?
No, they're on a bridge.
5. What competitions will the students have tonight?
Will you tell him that there are going to be some competitions tonight?
Swimming?
That's for tomorrow. Tonight, you will be playing chess and golf.
That sounds fun. I'll tell them about it.
Thanks for helping today, David.
That is the end of part 4.